Can I go back in time again now, Richard, and talk to you? So, did you progress then from your position? What was the next position that you took on?
I went to sales in Swiftbrook.
And tell me, your selling ability then? I mean, what?
Well, in actual fact, it was customers would ring up for the paper. You told them what you had or what you'd offer. If you didn't have what they wanted, you tried to sell them something else, something that's equally as good, if not better. When I was selling, I sold to the merchants more so than I did to the printers. There were paper merchants. You'd be a merchant, Tommy would be a merchant, John would be a merchant. You would get discounts. You would come in with 5-ton orders. Mixed 5-ton orders. I was responsible for your account, for collecting your money and whatever else, which was quite good. The merchants done big business with Swiftbrook and with Clondalkin.
The merchants now were middlemen, weren't they?
Middlemen.
And who were they? Could you remind me?
Irish paper merchants, Wiggins Tape, Spicers. Glen Valley, good man. Glen Valley. Glen Valley would be one of the older ones.
I see. And so it was a different kind of selling that you were doing to John here.
I wasn't doing the hard sell, though.
Yes, but it must have been exciting because you were 20, 30 years before John, really. I mean, weren't you? You were going way back to the end of the 50s, the 60s.
That's right. Yeah. I went to Clondalkin in 71, I think.
Yeah.
I was in Swiftbrook up to then. And I'd done the same job in Clondalkin as I was doing in Saggart.
Oh, did you? Yes.
I was still dealing with the merchants.
Yeah. And tell me, when you were selling in bulk then, you know, you were... I'm just wondering about print paper. Was that something that was being sold... You know, for newspaper print?
No. Newspaper print was generally... Well, I think Clondalkin did sell some newsprint, but very little. Most of the independents of that was all imported.
Yeah.
From Finland, I think.
Yeah.
It was a very cheap paper. Yes. We couldn't produce it cheap enough for them.
Yes.
I'd imagine that was the main thing.
So in Saggart, for the length of time you were there, you saw the demise, you know, when it starts to go down.
That's right, yes.
What happened?
Well, they said at the time, I don't know whether this is true or not, there was the cause of the pulp. The price of the pulp, they couldn't afford to pay to be competitive and to purchase the pulp. The quantities were too small for Swiftbrook. Swiftbrook was a very, very small mill by comparison. I'd imagine that was one of the main things. But bit by bit, although it was Swiftbrook, it was going quite strong right up to the sale to Clondalkin, when Dr. Cusick took back Clondalkin from Swiftbrook.
Yeah. Were you involved in that, or in negotiations?
No,
or
no,
did
no.
You?
No, that would be done just...
But did you know exactly what happened? Was it just a natural progression?
We were just told Clondalkin have bought, and that's it, end of story.
But did you continue then? Or did the factory close then?
It didn't close immediately. I think Clondalkin... 2 years. About 68, 69, was it?
69.
Yeah. 69. It was Clondalkin or Swiftbrook ran for about 2 years after, maybe three.
Yeah.
I know I went Clondalkin in 71, it was still operating then.
Yeah, and was that devastating then locally?
Dreadful. It was terrible. Most of the people, a lot of people got other jobs. An awful lot of people went to work for Dublin County Council, believe it or not, on the roadmen.
That's the direction they went. And did anything else take its place? I mean, the building itself, what happened to that?
Well, Clondalkin used it... British Plastics. There was a British Plastics, which would be a subsidiary of Clondalkin.
Yeah.
They occupied part of the premises after that for a number of years. Mm. Good number of years.
And did it go well? So, in fact, the building stayed open, and it implied some people there.
Just a few people that were working there.
Yeah.
But of course, it's gone now. You know that it's sold.
Yeah.
There's a housing estate on it now. The building's all knocked down.
I know, and to think that you actually worked in the factory there, it was just extraordinary. How you said it was one of the oldest mills in the country.
Well, at one time, the fine papers inside it were all there's a lot of rag in it. At one time, the women working inside it were known as rag pickers.
How did they get that name?
Because you see, they used to be sorting the rags for the paper. Sorting the rags, you know, you have to sort the rags.
Yeah.
The rags were part of the ingredients that went to make the fine papers.
That's amazing. And so, because of the scarcity during the war years, was it?
Oh, no, that was part of the job. That was inherited from years before.
Yeah.
It wasn't, it had nothing to do with the emergency or the war or anything like that.
Yeah. It was used in the making of pulp.
The making of paper.
Or
making the paper.
It was used in the making of paper.
Trust pulp. Whip pulp also.
Oh, yes.
You see, there was... I'm sure you may remember the old... if you saw... there was a paper made called loose leaf ledger. Now, loose leaf ledger was a paper that we'd say... accountants and that used years and years ago when they used to write with the pen.
Oh, yes.
And remember they used to have the high desk with the big ledger on it?
Yes.
And the a certain size, you'd cut 25 sheets of a certain size just to suit that particular job of LLL, loose leaf ledger. That's how it was called. And that paper, you wouldn't tear it. You wouldn't be able to, it was so strong.
And that was made in Saggart?
Oh, yes.
And was it made in big quantities?
No. You make up about 2 tons of it. You see, I remember I'd cut sheets off with a penknife off a roll for somebody that wanted 25 sheets.
Oh, what was the ingredients to make it so strong? Why was it stronger than other papers?
Well, I think the rag probably was the main ingredient that made it so strong. There was the rag, there was the pulp, there was the China clay. I just can't remember all the other, but I know it was very, very strong. You wouldn't tear it.
Yeah.
Well, you would eventually, but it was. You'd make papers if it'd nearly as thick as that.
I see. And did you, you said China clay. Where was the China clay coming from?
Well, you have me there. I don't think it was China.
South of England.
I think it was Britain.
South of England.
Did it?
Yeah. They have huge mines over there.
So it was another world. It was another...
another era.
It was indeed.
It was. There's no doubt about it because it was unbelievable.